Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Enforcement's behind tab 11. The Enforcement Committee met actually 2 weeks ago right here in Plymouth to consider NOAA enforcement priorities for 2013, gear stowage regulations in the Northeast, and information collected on logbook and logbook forms. I think Lou is going to put up the priorities. Most of the priorities the council has seen already. There's a couple minor changes. Once they go up on bullet number two, the words halfway down where it says impeding or interfering depending on the facts and circumstances was added. And then after that, it says smaller or no penalties, respective, particularly when safety is the reason, was stricken, and then added a lesser penalty. Okay. Karen just highlighted that. If you go down, next bullet.
This is hugely in violation of the Pierce rule.
Okay, should be. This we had a lot of discussion on, and I'm going to ask other committee members to help me here, and I know Logan pointed out in his letter. It says many enforcement agents, and now should say officers, used to say some, have a good relationship with fishermen, and the goal stricken should be and is to maintain improve good relationship. A compliance liaison, go down. And then down from there, again, it should say, I believe it says should be. And the question is whether it should be is or not. And I'm going to ask other committee members that were there for their interpretation on whether we decided if that was a should be or an is. And I think Logan made those comments when he reread this. And if there's any other committee members that would like to speak on that. On that bullet. Nobody? Okay. Move down. Two more bullets, which says some species that are not overfished. Okay, at the bottom, which it says now may increase the priority level. On the bottom line from the original. That was a change from the last time council has seen this. And a couple of the other ones are just a couple of the bullets just changed agents to officers, and that's in a couple of bullets. And then I think the last bullet says under the non-permitted anglers, added the words compliance with licensed captains on charter vessels. We added that in. And then it also says party and charter vessels permit requirements. Where are the changes? And those are the majority of the, well, that's all the changes that were made. If any other committee members have anything to add?
Dave Gatham.
Yeah, just to the be, to the should be. I mean, until it actually is implemented, it isn't. It should be. It's just a matter of semantics since this isn't officially adopted yet.
Frank, as far as this is concerned, do we need to take any action on this? Is this?
We can forward, if we're done, we can forward them now to, I'll defer to Lou.
Yeah, Logan indicated that at some point they'll be issuing draft guidelines for 2013. At that point, they'll have a comment period, and we could send these comments as the council recommendations. Of course, anyone can send recommendations to them once that comes out.
I think I would ask the council members without objection. Thank you.
Okay. Next one is the gear stowage. At our April meeting, the council unanimously approved, with one abstention, the removal of the entire net section, 6.4.8. Okay. And at some future action, the ground fish committee must remove all the references to this section, but retain all references to the section. We've already approved that at the April meeting. The reason I bring that up is the enforcement committee today, at the previous meeting, decided to recommend that the council advise the Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Management Council of that action, but also request that the Mid-Atlantic Council consider the changes below to 648.23B1 to apply to all other plans in the Northeast. Again, no changes are made to section 648.23, B2 through 5. And the reason that is, it seems like most of the regulations come from the squid mackerel butterfish plan. And all of our plans seem to reference that, and most of the Northeast plans. So if the MID decided to change that, if I have this correct, we wouldn't have to take further action, but if they don't change it, then we'd have to change all our plans because we reference it in our plans. Is that correct, Lou?
All those Northeast plans refer to this one section in mackerel, squid, butterfish plan where these specifications are made. And I guess one of the committee members pointed out that, well, if that species committee decided to change those regulations, it would affect us and all the other plans in the Northeast. So one of the we had these recommendations to change certain sections in that net section one, and thought we should contact the Mid-Atlantic first and see if they would like to do that, and then it would branch out to the other committees. And if not, then we would then consider whether we should change these things for our plans, which include nets. But also, we'd recommend that if we're going to have any kind of changes, we should possibly try to get this section put into a general provision area where one plan doesn't make a change that affects everything else. For instance, we looked at how many references there were to this section. In groundfish, there were about 60. So we'd have to be careful with which sections we change, even when we make our own change to eliminate them from nets and groundfish.
So the recommendation would be that the council write the letter.
Write the letter to the MID and see if they'd be willing to accept the changes that we voted to at the April meeting.
Again, I'm going to ask without objection. Okay.
Okay. Next. We took information on the logbook. There's an open comment period, which is open until October 9th. It's for the herring, tilefish, red crab, the days of tree credit provision, and how to report, shellfish logbooks, and VTRs. And the comments that we received, or that the committee looked at, was said that fishermen have experience with breakdowns of the herring IVR system and think that the VMS transmissions are better. Perhaps all quota fisheries should be required to report via VMS. However, the transmission times with VMS must be speeded up. That's got nothing. Yeah, that has nothing to do with. No. And also, the requirement to fill out the forms for nut fishing is onerous. Typing in a lot of zeros shouldn't be necessary. In general, the fewer items that must be entered, the better chance for transmission to go through. And those were just comments that the service was looking for on improving the logbook system. And that's what the committee came up with. Well, comments that the committee received, I should say. The committee did not take any action. So if the council wants to comment on those, or just let those go forward as individual comments from the committee.
So this was discussed at the committee.
Those were comments received to the committee.
And
the committee did not take action.
Discussed them or took no action on them.
So if the council would like to make comments on that, or anybody wants to do it on their own, the comment period is open until October 9th.
What's the council's pleasure on this? Dave Cahill.
Well, I'd like to see the council pass those two specific comments on as council comments. I don't think.
Do you want to make a motion to that effect?
Do you already have them up there with bullets?
Yeah, the bullets.
Make those two things. I'll make those as a motion to put me up there.
Is there a second? Okay, Doug Grout. I think we need to have something at the end that says that, that this should be transmitted as comments on.
And there was a second part to it, which is I think Frank had it up there earlier, that the requirement to fill out the form for not fishing is onerous, right? And again, that gets to this whole idea of what will go through on the VMS. The simpler the transmission, the less number of characters, the better chance it has of being successful. And the requirement to fill out the form is onerous. Typing in a lot of zeros shouldn't be necessary. In general, the fewer items that must be entered, the better chance for the transmission to go through. That would be the full statement.
Karen, you should have that bullet up a little higher. I think it's in the report. You should.
Paul Howard.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple questions. This is in response to a Federal Register item, or we're providing these comments in response to a something. And the second one is, what is a quota-managed fishery? We manage quota in every fishery now, every single fishery. It's called an ACL and an ABC. So, I don't see a difference between an ACL AM fishery and a hard tack, if that's what you mean. But we all have ACLs and AMs, so in every fishery, we want to use the
quota managed fisheries would be, for example, herring, where you have a number, and when you get to a certain number, you have to close it. Red hake could be another example, where we were relying on the logbooks to come in. And I'm saying that it would be the council's wish to have those reported via VMS so that the monitoring is real time. It alleviates a number of problems with late logbooks, as an example, things like that. And the second part of it, right now on the herring form, for example, if you fish in Area 1A, you have to fill it out for Area 2 and Area 3 and Area 1B as well. So you have to enter six zeros when you're not fishing there. It could be a lot simpler to just fill it out for the area you fish in and send that.
So isn't it as important in every fishery that we have as near real-time data as possible? And if VMS is far better than logbooks, why wouldn't we, as a comment, say we want to use VMS for reporting on all landings?
Personally, I have no problem with that, but that wasn't the thrust of this particular regulation or this particular federal notice was to VMS reporting in fisheries. It was to seek very specific comments on very specific portions of the reporting requirements. It wasn't on reporting requirements in general. So we did ask that question about logbooks. And we said, and it was, we were told that it wasn't to do with logbooks.
Any further comments? Call the question. All those in favor, so indicate. Sixteen opposed, abstentions, one. 16-01, motion carries. Frank.
That's all I have. Unless Lou has something else. Pete.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one additional item. We did note in our June meeting that the council report for April contained an error. It stated that the enforcement committee had requested to remove the gear stowage regulations from the groundfish plan, and when in fact it was the groundfish committee. So I just would like that noted and corrected in the record for the report. I don't know if we need to go to vote for that or not, but.
Okay. Paul.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just, Frank, on these gear stowage, all these are kind of new, will be all new to the MID, or are some of these just boilerplate right from what's in there now? My question is, if I'm going to send a letter saying this is what we recommend, I'd like to say that, and we'll send Frank and Lou to answer any questions you have if you think this is going to have a lot of questions about all these requirements.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of requirements. The biggest requirement there is that to replace it's mostly to do with the tarping to go to approved.
Yeah. So my question: it's this macro squid, butterfish, and this whole page of things.
Those
most
are all
of that's
existing.
Already in there.
They're
already.
In there.
So there's it's only a few minor things that correct. I can put in the letter, and we don't need to make a presentation on their agenda.
I would think so. And if we have it prior to their next meeting, I'll be there unless they take it up at their December meeting. Of course, they're going to have an avenue to do it. So. It may be, if they discuss it at November, maybe, no, October, December, before they could do anything, I think. Right? Okay.
Thank you. That brings us to our final item, which is the public listening session. And obviously, everybody is welcome to participate in it. It's been scheduled for approximately an hour, so we'll go.